Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 287, Peace That Guards. Hear these words. Let them land. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Paul wrote this from prison, not from a retreat, not from a quiet season, from chains. And still he writes, do not be anxious about anything, not because the fear isn't real, but because anxiety was never meant to be in charge. There is a world of difference between feeling the weight and letting that weight take the wheel of your whole life. Feeling is not failure, but anxiety was never designed to sit on the throne of who you are. And then Paul says, in everything pray. In everything. Not only when the catastrophe arrives, not only when the ground gives way, but in that small, hard-to-name worry on an ordinary Tuesday morning. God has no minimum threshold of seriousness for receiving what you bring. If it is heavy to you, it is already significant enough to bring to Him. But Paul adds something that changes everything, with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not a bureaucratic requirement you have to get through before your real request. It transforms who you are while you pray. It reminds you that you are not approaching a stranger. You are approaching a God who already has a track record in your life. When you pray with gratitude, you are not pretending everything is fine. You are declaring that He is greater than what is not fine. And then what happens? A peace comes, and Paul gives fair warning. It will surpass your understanding. That means it moves in before you can explain it. You will find yourself settled on the inside before you have a single logical reason to be. That is not self-talk. That is the supernatural work of God in you. And this peace is not merely a pleasant feeling. The Greek word Paul uses is a military word, the image of a sentinel, a soldier standing guard. Christ Jesus places this peace as a sentry at the gate of your heart and your mind. You do not have to defend yourself alone. You do not have to stand watch through the night. There is a guard posted by Him, but the door has to be opened. So today, before breakfast, pick up a pen. Write down the one thing that is most stealing your peace right now. Just one. Put it on paper, and then say aloud with your own voice, Lord, I hand this to You right now, with thanks for what You have already done. Say it. And let the sentinel in. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.